Over 1,500 Americans, it's been done in the past, in the mid-80s, and they found that just in the last 20 years, our close social ties have just been withering away. We don't have the same amount of support network. We don't have really close friends that we can turn to. We still have just a few, two, you know, one or two. And a lot of people that are married, for instance, could only really name their spouse as their significant person that they could talk to. They don't have anybody else that they could come talk to if there's a serious issue going on in their life. So if their spouse, something happens to them, there's nobody else they can turn to. I mean, really, it was a depressing study. It's showing that we're just sort of losing our relationships in America. But at the same time, we're also getting more interconnected via the internet. We have more internet connections, more internet relationships, but those aren't the same. As we were talking before, you know, there have been studies that have been done that show very clearly that human beings need personal contact. Now, whether that means actually the touch of another person, that's another question. That certainly is helpful, but being able to be next to somebody or close to somebody or eye to eye with somebody, to be able to have that personal contact, that personal level of conversation and interaction, it's dropping out of our society. So my question is, what can we do? What do you think first of all, why do you think this is happening? We suggested television as a major factor. People are becoming just more isolated in general. Also, another factor, big factor, being taxes. The fact that we're all working two or three times as hard to make a similar living as we might have had to work half as much for 50 years ago.
I don't think that people really realize the amount of taxes that they pay.
When they think about how much
do I pay in taxes? They think, oh, you know,
10%,
25% or whatever it is.
Sales tax. Probably not
sales tax. They probably mean, yeah. that it doesn't even come into their mind. But sales taxes, of course, after the income tax, which is probably about 25% for most people, on up to 35%. Then you've got, don't forget, everything you buy, all the corporate taxes are included in the user, the end user's price, because if corporations don't make profits, they don't exist.
They pass them all on.
They have to.
Mark earlier mentioned that we need a law to solve this, and I think that what we need to do is, because people are spending so little time together, I think what we need to do is we need to increase the quality of time when people spend together. So we need a law that bans clothing.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
That's silly.
You would think that, shirtless.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Greg in California. So why is this happening? What's the solution to bring Americans closer together? Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
First of all, great topic.
Thank you.
If you guys saw some of the wives in my neighborhood, you wouldn't want to make that no clothing law.
Yeah, I know. It's a bad idea.
I'm kidding. It is a horrible idea.
Yeah, it's a topic I think about a lot when I'm walking through the neighborhood, and it's like a ghost town. No one ever comes out of their houses. And it's not just here in this residential neighborhood. I was in Dallas, Texas, visiting a friend. You know, it's all over the country, and it's sad. But what I do, my solution is, you know, I value my friendships highly, and mm-hmm. I try to keep them, especially the long-term ones. And I ride around on my scooter, on my bicycle, and I see somebody in there, a garage, and I'll just go up to them, introduce myself, and I meet close friends that way in my neighborhood. That's really a solution for you. But and another thing,
do you find that people want to talk to the man on the scooter, or I mean, are you well received?
I ride an electric scooter, and that's a conversation piece alone.
I see.
But yeah, and it's all your attitude, you know. Some people are hesitant to talk to people, and I think the main point I wanted to bring up was the media. You turn the TV on, and it's like the summer of fear. Everything is murder, child molestation. I can't stand watching the news anymore. That's why I listen to you.
It's just people dying.
Your network nonstop at work at Alex Jones. You guys are, that's real news, you know?
We don't purport to be a news show on Free Talk Live, but go ahead.
No, I mean,
so
well,
what are some of the solutions? I mean, should everyone buy an electric scooter and just sort of meet up with one another in their neighborhood? I mean, what's another solution for people that don't have the electric scooter?
Considering I saw what your scooters, yeah, that'd be a great solution.
I think it's a good idea, yeah.
No, they're great. But, yeah, you just get the hell out of the house.
Absolutely.
And I argue with my girlfriend. I try to get her kids out, and she says, no, it's better that they stay in the backyard where I can see them. I'm like, well, that's not life. You know, they need to go out and it's so hard just to get my wife to, or my girlfriend to go out. You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, taking a walk with your significant other is so much a better experience for you and your relationship than sitting on the couch and watching television.
Yes.
I mean, especially
the neighborhood.
When you news.
And the neighborhood.
Yeah, you get to talk to these people.
Together.
And you get exercise as an added benefit as well. Greg,
we're
thank
social
you.
Beings.
I agree, man. Thank
but
you for the input.
And you stay thin. That makes people want to talk to you.
There you go.
Right.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate hearing from you. Toll free 1-800-259-9231.
I want to talk about what we kind of got away from, which we were talking about the inner city neighborhoods, and you brought up a neighborhood in New Hampshire, you know, in poverty. And I think it has to do more with the fact that people are now in our society completely unwilling to contribute and take personal responsibility for the environment around them.
What do you mean?
Well, I think, for example, you look at you know, trashed inner city neighborhoods with lots and lots of people living in them who, you know, complain constantly. Oh, our neighborhood's awful, and it's we live in crack houses, and it's terrible. But not one person will go out and make the decision to, I'm going to spend my Saturday morning picking up all the trash in the neighborhood.
I know where you're coming from.
I'm going to, you know, take a cheap can of the cheapest paint and paint over the graffiti.
I see what you're saying. My question is, what are the underlying things that we are not aware of about that neighborhood? Specifically, is a lot of it public housing? Is a lot of it government controlled? I remember seeing a John Stossel special.
Does it matter? Here's the thing, though. Does it matter? Even if you're living in a neighborhood that maybe, you know, is public housing, or maybe it is government controlled or whatnot, but if you can still, if you can take that initiative. I mean, there are neighbors.
Why? If someone's going to trash it,
absolutely. I totally agree. What you're trying to, what you're proposing to do is change human, like just the way they do things. And people, renters don't take as good a care of a house as an owner does.
Oh, absolutely.
And obviously, somebody who lives in public housing, the
worse
government
than renters,
so worse than renters.
And rent is going. You know, renters are going up.
I can tell you, if I lived in government housing, I wouldn't give much of a damn either.
Right, because if you do something nice to the property you're living on, it's not yours, it's not your improvement, and there's a darn good chance that you live in such a trashy area, somebody's going to come along and wreck it. Now, I'd like to point out, Johnson, in John Stossel Goes to Washington, did you see this special? It's worth a look. If you haven't seen it, it's really stunning. He took a look at some public housing. And, you know, he brought his cameras in there, and there's people being murdered and all kinds of terrible things going on in this public housing. It's just the elevator's broken. You have to go up the stairs. The elevator's been broken forever. Nobody can come out and fix it because it's government-run crap. The place was just in shambles, but yet there were people living there. Then he showed an example of a public housing complex that was put up for sale, purchased by a private owner. The private owner created a playground for the kids. Garden went in. There was all kinds of community-style things for people to get involved in, and the people that were living there were getting involved in these opportunities.
Right.
They didn't have to, but they were, because there was a new sense of community and well-being there that just didn't exist when it came to the government. So if you're in the midst of the ghetto, what you should be asking is, what has the government done to ruin these people? Let's continue here. Brandon in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Guys, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, just a little irritated with some of your calls, except for Jerry, the last one. And Johnson, thank you so much for finally saying what I've been yelling at my computer screen for about an hour, which is personal responsibility.
Yep.
You know, even in a counter to your point, Ian, yes, it may not be their property, but it's still their community. And one of the things I think Americans have forgotten in our country is that while you're an individual and individual liberties are great, you still have an individual responsibility to the larger community that you live in.
But I don't have, I don't have a responsibility, thinking of it from a renter's perspective, I do not have a responsibility to make my to make my landlord's property very pretty for him. Those are benefits that he would get from my work, and I would see nothing of it. Hang on, we're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of whatever is on your mind. Of course, if more people owned property, then this problem would go away.
I'm a big supporter of property owning.
One away, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Still trying to find out why it is you think that Americans are less connected these days. And I mean, when I say less connected, I mean connections to people in real life, people that you can get face-to-face with. We don't have the close friends that we used to. That's at least what the study is showing that we've been talking about here. 1-800-259-9231. Why are we losing these connections? What can we do to bring them back? I think you suggested, Mark, and I agree that or we just sort of made the suggestion that private property would be a good way to bring back more of a sense of community, getting along with one another, where you actually own the property that you live on. You're more likely to take care of it, therefore
right.
A nicer neighborhood to
property
live in.
Property ownership, not private property, because if you live
Thank
in a rented
property
house.
Property ownership, yes.
Right, property ownership, I think, is huge. But certainly many people own houses these days, and they're still not connected. I think that probably the suggestion the gentleman had with the electric scooter is a better one.
Getting out, going for a walk.
Right. Take your significant other out for a walk and leave the TV alone.
And
there's nothing there.
I think that you can use the internet to develop these relationships. I mean, considering the connections that the internet allows you to make, there's no doubt that you can go to a website like meetup.com. I know, Johnson, recently you've been involved with there's an atheist group of some sort that you've discovered online.
Well, I'm friends
with local
people,
meetings.
But I've gone every once in a while. Unfortunately, that crowd is a little bit old for me. Most of the,
But nonetheless, the point still remains
right.
That these people, there are groups that are meeting today that would never have met in the past because
right.
They're able to find each other
Absolutely.
Online. So there's no reason why you can't use the internet to make real-life personal relationships. 1-800-259-9231, what is your solution? Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them for free, freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We go back to...
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of the Free State Project, the Pork Fest is going on right now, and we have some people that are listening right now.
It is. Well, hopefully one of them will give us a call at some point and give us a report. All right, so let's go back to Brandon in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
How you guys doing?
All right,
doing
so Brandon, I don't remember where we were in the last hour, but you had more comments, and you didn't have much of a chance to get them out.
Right, okay. Let me try to recap a little bit. What I had said is that, you know, I believe that the problem begins with personal responsibility. And yes, you may be a renter and you may live in government property, but you still as an individual have a responsibility to your community. That doesn't mean that you have to fix up the apartment that you live in. Or,
what does it mean?
You know, it means that you have a responsibility to know who your neighbors are, to, you know, protect your neighbors. You know, Mark had made the point earlier
I don't know
that
if I agree. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. I don't feel that responsibility at all. I don't want to know who my neighbors are. I'm afraid of my neighbors. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to get to know them. They're dangerous. Some of them could be busybodies. They may not like my way of life. They may not like the things I prefer to do with my free time. And I have no interest in knowing my neighbors.
Okay. Well, and Ian, thank you very much for proving my point, because you just made a very good encapsulating statement as to why people are not having closer relationships with people. You know, it's that kind of, you know, it's well justified, but, you know,
how many of your neighbors do you know?
I know all of the people who live right next to me.
Okay.
Me too.
And do you have good close personal relationships with them?
I don't have, like, close personal relationships, but we talk, you know, we say hi. Sometimes I get their mail and I give it to them.
Oh, I've waved at my neighbors.
I can borrow tools from them.
So right. Is that all? I mean, is that all you're requiring me to do wave and say hello to my neighbors? I mean, I've done that.
Well, I'm just what I'm saying is, and it's a suggestion, and everyone's guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. That's part of the problem. Is rather than saying, oh, it's the media's fault. Oh, it's the government's fault. Oh, it's somebody else's fault. Start with yourself and saying, you know what? I need to be more active in my community. Even if I'm a renter, doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to go help somebody out, but just knowing who your neighbors are. You know, if you see somebody doing something weird to your neighbor's property, you know, taking responsibility and protecting your neighborhood. You know,
well, I think that's fine. I think it's fine to help out. If I thought something was suspicious going on, I'd absolutely, you know, I'd absolutely help my neighbors out in that way. But I know enough about my neighbors to know that I would not like them. And my next door neighbors, they're kind of on the trashy side. You know, they like to drink. I don't like to hang around with those kind of people. The neighbor catty corner to me is a busybody. She's got a fence up around her yard. I got no interest in knowing her. The ones across the street, they're moving in and out all the time. It's a rental place, so you don't even have a chance to get to know those people. Next to them, they seem to be kind of nice, and the other one next door is a bureaucrat, and I have no interest in knowing that person either. So I've learned enough about my neighbors to know I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, and that's And that's fair enough, but you're also part of other communities. You know, you're part of that local community, but you're also part of the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You're also a part of the United States of America. And you guys on Free Talk Live call for community awareness and activism on a national level all the time. You know, you encourage people to, you know, write representatives and tell them that you believe that a standing army is unconstitutional, or to request that soldiers who are in this unconstitutional standing army to not mm-hmm. follow unconstitutional orders.
Sure.
You know, that takes a certain level of personal commitment and responsibility to say, you know what, I have a responsibility not only to myself to maintain my freedoms, but to ensure the freedoms of those around me and the larger community that I live in.
Hmm. I think I like that phrasing a little bit better, that, you know, I have a responsibility to fight for freedom. That's fine, but a responsibility to... I think suggesting you have a responsibility to your community, it seems a little presumptuous.
Well, I think the bigger, more important point that he's bringing up, and now, I think to say that you have a responsibility to your community, I think is a little bit disingenuous to what I think the real statement should be, which is you have a responsibility to work towards whatever you want to see in your community.
Okay.
In other words, if you live in a trashy, run-down community and you're one of those people who is saying, our community's awful and look at how run-down it is, and if somebody can go up to you and say, well, what have you done to fix it? And they say, nothing, well, then that's fault and their problem.
That's not a responsibility.
Absolutely.
That's not a responsibility. That's a disempowering position. They are if you're complaining about something, then you're disempowered. That's
good
about
point.
It.
Good point, Brandon.
And we complain about government constantly on this show, but we're working.
We're doing something.
Yeah, we're
about
doing
it.
Something.
Yes.
About it.
So, Brandon, any other thoughts for us?
No, I think that's going to cover, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Your solutions as to what we can do to get people back together. Again, if you learn that your neighbors are compatible with you, then by all means, develop a relationship,
yeah.
But I don't think that you should force yourself to get to know your neighbors if you've learned enough to know that you're not interested in them.
Well, that's also the major difference, though, between what I said and what you just said about the being disempowered, is that, you know, we're doing something. You know, the example that I made is if somebody, you know, when you approach someone who is complaining about something, who you can ask, well, what have you done about it? And they say nothing, then that's where the problem comes in.
Well, yeah.
You know, if you come and ask us, well, we don't, you know, we're government's this and government's the problem. What are you doing about it? Well,
moving to the free
here's
state.
This. Here's a list of the things that we're doing.
Right.
You know?
If you're approaching somebody who's complaining that nobody else is responsible, we'll ask them how it is that they've been responsible.
Right.
So there. 1-800-259-9231. So how do you think that we can get Americans to get closer together? I think the Internet's going to be key to bringing people. We all have such diverse interests. Each individual has such diverse interests. It's a great way for people with those diverse interests to find one another. But the key is not to just keep it on that textual basis, to get out from behind the computer. Go and meet up these individuals. No, Downsize DC is actually encouraging this activity right now, as a matter of fact, and maybe we'll talk to Jim Babka about that later this month. More on the way, Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can also visit our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. Over 700 unique pages created by the listeners. You can go there and edit it, change things around if you want to, add to it. It's a totally open format. wiki.freetalklive.com, and it's free. wiki.freetalklive.com. There's info there about the hosts, the issues we talk about, and more. It's free. Again, at freetalklive.com. We're talking about lonely Americans. Yep.
Aww.
It's our amount of personal friendships, real close friends. And it is, in my opinion, that really you can't have more than, say, 5 to 10 real friends at any time maximum. I mean, people that you're close to. You
well,
can
what
have
did they say? The average was 3, and now it's dropped down to 2?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the close friends, friendships.
Okay. Yeah. People don't have those ties that they can lean on anymore. They don't have people that they can talk to anymore. And people are getting more disconnected as a result of it. So why is this happening? What can we do about it? Let's talk to Rob in Florida. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good, sir. What's up?
First, just to preface, I'm really interested in joining the Free State Project. I had always, ever since I was a kid, had dreamed about settling in New Hampshire at some point. So,
well, that's perfect then.
Yeah, it really fits into my lifestyle, so I appreciate what you guys are doing. I wanted to bring up just on what basically point on topic what you're talking about, but more underlying issues of like why it's a phenomenon that we're more connected but yet somehow more disconnected.
Hmm.
Having the internet, the fact that we can reach out with messages and VoIP and all different types of ways to stay connected now, so it makes it so much easier, yet we're in a phenomenon where you don't quite know your neighbors quite as well. We're in a situation where it seems like it's more of an underlying issue, kind of like it's more coming from the media and the government more of a divide and conquer technique more than anything, and that's why you see the lack of support at protests. It just seems to me like the government media has learned so much from the Vietnam era and what happened during that era as far as people being awake and getting involved. And
so you think that there's like an intentional drive that the government is pushing people to not have any sort of close connections?
Absolutely. If you look at the CIA's involvement with women's liberation and feminism, Gloria Steinem worked very closely with the CIA with the deliberate intention of dividing the family. And it had very good results with a 50% divorce rate and the average family only being about an average of 2 children per family, whereas back when this first started, the average family was about 5 children.
How does the government benefit?
The government benefits because it's population control, first of all. I mean,
why does the government want to control the population?
Well, you don't think they have a population issue? You have to listen to all these different elitists come out and say they want to depopulate the world because of all these different issues we have. With
I really haven't. Not in America. I mean, we don't have a population issue here.
Well, no, we don't necessarily have one here, but it's a design effect like when you see in Africa, like when you see what the UN did with several vaccinations that
they
did.
But we're not talking about Africa. We're
just populated places on the planet.
No, it's a global type paradigm. It's not something that's just in America.
I've got a disconnect here. What is women's liberation have anything to do with population control?
Because it's a very designed thing, a very deliberate intention to split up the family, to actually create a situation where divorce rates
would increase.
I don't
know about that. I've heard something about the women's liberation movement. It was popular in the late 60s and the early 70s. I had heard that one of the motivations there was to get women into the workforce so the government could get more tax dollars. I heard that was what the motivation was.
Well, the whole thing is like they knew women's liberation was going to come the same way with civil rights movement. These are, it's situations
where...
What do
you mean they knew it was going to come? Are they psychics as well?
Over the course of 10 years, it's pretty easy to see what the people are talking about, what they're demanding, and what's going to become the inevitable. So they tend to fund both sides of the paradigm, and that way they remain and they have a centralized power, and they can control both sides. If you look who funds these movements,
people
funding the movements are the same people that they're protesting.
Yeah, I've heard about all this stuff, this sort of black cloak conspiracy stuff that you're suggesting, and really, I just think it's just a matter of government creating more and more programs and trying to figure out ways to pay for it all and just raising taxes. The reason why families are breaking up is because they're so darn busy with paying taxes and working, they don't have time to be families anymore. But thanks for the call, Rob. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. I just don't believe that. I mean, I've heard some of the quotes from the elitists and everything, and there really are some really megalomaniacal people out there, but the idea that they can predict trends and that they're somehow tapped into what people want, and it seems a little ludicrous to me. I don't know, Johnson.
You need to get into the kitchen and make me some pie.
Huh? What?
I don't know. Just that whole viewpoint of the... And it sounded... He's like, and since the civil rights movement and women's liberation, the problem is, what is it, like, we need to throw the women back in the kitchen and tell those darkies where they need to be? I mean,
I don't think he was saying that.
I think it was being implied. We've moved backwards since we've had all these civil rights,
the reason why women...
It was government intention to separate people.
I did not hear that
divisive.
At all. As all I heard was a man who believed that the government was orchestrating certain things.
Civil rights
but
and
I don't
through...
Think, I don't think that the government can orchestrate anything.
No, I agree, but the thing that he was saying is that the government was orchestrating the division of civilization and of society and separating people through women's rights and through civil rights.
Yeah,
what?
I don't know about all that. I mean, the women have to work more so today, not necessarily just because of the civil rights movement or the women's lib movement, but because it's necessary. If you're in a household and you're being taxed to the point of 50-60% over the year, and we've added, the estimates say it's around 55-60% is what people pay out in all taxes combined at all levels.
If you can imagine, 60% of your paycheck goes out in taxes.
Right. So women, I mean, if you want your family to have some sort of level of subsistence, both parents have to go out and work. 1-800-259-9231. And plus, the government being involved in marriage has not helped marriage. It has broken it apart. Government's applying all of its stupid rules to divorces and all that has made people are divorcing like crazy.
I have a little exercise for everyone out there. I just want you to think about this for a moment. Imagine your salary doubled, okay? Doubled. Imagine you were making double what you're making now. Now, take that money, again, now take it and take that out, all the extra, and imagine that four-fifths of that, about 80%, all that money, that's a lot of money when you imagine it, whatever you're making, I'm sure, to you, that's still a lot of money.
Sure.
Now, take all that money, and I want you to put it in a little box, okay, and I want you to stick in about 5 sticks of dynamite and blow it up. Every week you get that paycheck, blow that money up. Because guess what? That's exactly what the government's doing. Because 80% of that money, 80% of all of the federal budget goes to war. Yeah. Your money is literally being blown up.
Well, that much is true.
It's exploded.
Well, we do get a certain amount of things from the government. For instance, you would get double your paycheck, and then you would have to pay road tolls.
Yeah. Okay. What's your point?
Well, I mean, you get a small amount of stuff back from the government. From the money that you put in, you get a small amount of stuff back.
Oh, you're kind of making an argument that the government's good for something?
I'm not saying it's good for it. It's a very inefficient delivery system of roads that I use on a regular basis.
I'd like to keep all of my money and then pay the toll.
Really? Do you think?
Me too.
Your entire paycheck? You pay 60%. So, I mean, take your paycheck and take a whole nother paycheck. So everything you make, because half of it, so if you're to double it, I mean, the same exact amount that you are currently pulling in, all of that money from every single person in this country, that's how much the roads cost? Really?
No, I don't think that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
I don't think that at all.
I don't think
I'm telling you we get a small amount back for these huge taxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thanks for reminding us.
Very, very infinitesimal amount.
Let's talk to Jack in Montana listening on KGEZ. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello, Jack, going once. Jack is gone. Well, how about George in New Hampshire? George, you're on Free Talk Live. George in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. I just got connected.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just talking about my fancier pork festival.
Ooh, sounds like a really bad connection. Hang on, we're going to try you back. 800-259-9231. Plus, we've gotten through one study, but now there's another one. This one's about God and who believes and who doesn't in America. And the results are pretty interesting. By the way, this is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're still on this topic about Americans being really lonely. We're not making the close personal relationships that we once were in this country.
You know why a lot of people are calling in, right?
Because they're lonely.
And it's Friday night.
Let's go to the phones. Actually, we need to go back to George in New Hampshire. I think you've got something else on your mind, George.
You're not lonely.
You're not lonely. In fact, you're at Porkfest, aren't you?
Yep.
You're in the middle of a campground, in the middle of nowhere, but you are with a lot of people.
Hold up the phone and get everybody to yell.
Hold on.
Yes, yes!
Hey, guys, yeah, this is Free Talk Live on the air. Yeah, come on, guys. Oh, crap. They're all too far away, dude. the nearest dude is 100 yards away. I'm in this payphone here, and the whole crowd is
Okay, I see. A cell phone. Right.
Well, he's in the, there's not really good cell phone service where they're at.
There is no cell phone service out here. So if I move up to New Hampshire, I'm sticking to the southern part of the state. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, you guys are kind of in the central northern portion of the state.
Yeah, more like northern portion there.
So there's no cell service, there's internet access is restricted, but apparently somebody hooked up a wireless router or something out there, so they managed to tune in the show, which is cool. So yep. the festivities began today, George, and have you been there from the beginning?
Yeah.
So how's it been going? What's it like?
It's been pretty good here, the first person I met so far was Lauren Canario. I got my picture taken with her. She recognized me instantly the second she saw me. She's like, "You're PSA George."
That's cool.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Like, I figured the only person that would get more recognition would be Walt if he was up here. I kind of wish he was.
Who?
Walt.
Oh, Walt. Yeah. Nobody knows what he looks like.
Yeah, no one knows what he looks like.
Well, you'd recognize him by the pit bulls.
Yes.
Pretty much. But yeah, anyway, last night, just for the hell of it, I figured I decided to go to Montreal to go clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the mistake of not bringing my government badge to, to show the Canadian Port Authority.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Just for the hell of it, I'm going to play that Team America song. America! Well, F, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And across the border, guess what? They searched the hell out of me in my car.
Oh, well.
They went through all that stuff. And I was like, oh boy, I hope I don't get arrested going into Canada.
So
here.
what's going on up there at Porkfest tonight? Are there any activities planned, or is it just pretty much socializing?
There's some changes here. They're gonna play, some people are going to go down to Concord. I don't know why. To watch that movie Serenity, you know, that sci-fi libertarian movie.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good.
Yes, it is very good. I own a copy, but I was like, I'm not going to go drive an hour and a half down to Concord just to go see it on the big screen.
So is there anything else planned? Do they actually have any activities planned? Or is it pretty much
They're having a barbecue right now. There was some speech about camp politics and civil liberty earlier today and stuff. But I was mostly just milling about.
Well, cool, man. Have fun and enjoy meeting the rest of the Porcupine crew up there, man. We appreciate hearing from you, George. 800-259-9231. It's pretty neat that that listeners are able to just sort of meet up with one another because they've seen each other's photo on the, you know, the website. And we don't even need to be there to facilitate this. Our listeners are hooking up.
See, we're doing something to create lasting bonds with people. We have the BBS. That's
you know,
right.
TSA George probably didn't. He wasn't aware that that song has come up in the news recently. That that movie clips from that movie were used recently in a video game that the government's currently investigating for terrorists involvements because somebody modded a video game to
you
allow
said this
the
to
Arabs
me last night.
Yeah, somebody modded a video game to allow the you know Arabs or whatnot. Actually, that part of the video game is there. Like that's already part of the video game. Some USA Army or America's Army or something like that.
No, it's Battlefield. I believe Battlefield 2000 is what it is, or Battlefield 2. And in the game, you can be either America or you can be the terrorists, basically.
Because it's a network game, and you have to have bad guys, and some people have, you know, if you want to fight human beings.
And there's some other countries that you can be as well.
Right.
And so, if you're on the bad guy side, you're fighting against Americans. And if you're on the American side, you're fighting against them. And so, what happened was, the bureaucrats somehow came across this game.
A fan video of the game.
Right, they found a video because some guy took clips of when he was in the game fighting, put it together, put it to music, and put some audio clips in there.
Team America.
Team America. World, these are things that fanatics of video games do with their time. They make stuff about their game, their favorite game. But somebody had sent this to the Pentagon, and the Pentagon started freaking out.
It wasn't that somebody sent it to the Pentagon. What's amazing about this guy is from the UK who did this. You know, he's not Arab or whatnot. He just made some video. There's a body in the we're paying billions of dollars a year or millions of dollars a year for them to look into these sorts of spy programs or whatnot to look for terrorist activity.
Right.
And this is what they find. They find a fan video in a video game, and they're going nuts over this video, and they're not finding anything real. They're looking at video games, and we're spending, you know, I think it's over $1 billion a year on this program.
Their job is to find terrorist stuff. And this is what they found.
Yeah.
A fan video.
Which
on
from what everyone is saying in the review for this, a fifth grader, an elementary school kid could tell that this is not not.
But, and we're referencing this a lot, and the reason why we're not actually going to play the audio is because it's so boring. they show clips from the bureaucrats sitting around in meetings talking about this video. They've got some Pentagon official with some high-ranking Pentagon official talking about the video and acting as though he knows what it is, talking about how it's a terrorist training video and it's being used by the terrorists to help recruit new terrorists and new insurgents and just utter lies and just garbage. And it's just so dull listening to the bureaucrats talk. They don't, you know, they just sort of have the monotone style voice. Except he's reporting this to a Senate inquiry committee, some sort of a overseeing inquiry committee. And the Senate is getting this bad information from the Pentagon guy, and they're trying to understand the bad information. So it's just one example of how much misinformation and inaccuracy is going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, if the terrorists want to communicate with each other via the internet, it's going to be impossible to stop them. I mean, they're going to probably be communicating in another language, which means that English-speaking people aren't going to have the greatest time in the world figuring out how they're communicating via email or via website. B, they're probably going to have some rudimentary coding program that is going to change the words that they have typed onto the screen into something else and then change them back when they get elsewhere. Even if it's so much as changing the letter, one letter off of the letter it is.
The most rudimentary of codes.
Bomb will no longer be the word bomb.
Correct.
You know, Raptor won't find that.
Right.
So all it's doing is culling through our stuff.
Yeah, they're just wasting. They're just wasting time. And with the new news that they're now looking at bank account transactions. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
The federal government, a new program was released. The news was released yesterday by the New York Times. I think L.A. Times as well involved, reporting that the feds are looking at international banking transactions on a wholesale level. Just wholesale spying, and they're claiming once again that it's totally legal. But the most outrageous part is I heard on the news today when I was listening to the radio earlier, radio news, the very last part of the segment when they were talking about this, they say Dick Cheney's angry because our news agency shouldn't be reporting on this stuff. So once again,
well, it's also known, you know, the other news that came out recently was that the Bush administration has ignored more laws than every other presidential administration combined, with with almost 300 signing statements.
Let's go to Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Take control of the airwaves. Hello, Eddie.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Good evening. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to say one thing an old man told me when I was a little kid.
Okay.
He said, if during your lifetime you make one true friend, you have accomplished more than most everybody else in the world.
Hmm.
And I believe that.
I believe that really true friends are hard to come by and you should cherish them.
Right. You make a lot of acquaintances, you know.
Yes.
But you don't make friends. Now, number two, as far as family staying close together, this is not the 50s. In the 50s, Americans had good paying jobs. They had insurance. Their wife didn't have to work. They stayed home with the kids. The family got together every night and had supper and cookouts and whatever.
Right.
You can't do that today.
You could if we weren't taxed to death, but you're right.
Yeah, right. You can't do that today, number one. Number two, this is not the 50s. They can check into anything they want. And you know, the sad thing about it, we've had so many crooks in government. They can check into businesses, and if they deem to, they could acquire all the information and bankrupt the business.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, we've got the war on terror that we've got to fight. We've got the war on drugs that we've got to fight. We've got.
Wait a minute. We don't have a war on terror.
Well, none of this stuff is real. It's all the terms that they use.
It's just
I was kind of being facetious.
It's just a war on our freedoms, and it needs to be fought against if we ever want to have a chance to have a real, caring society of people that get along with one another. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. And we still have to talk about the other statistics about Americans and their belief or lack thereof. God, coming up.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.